After Srila Prabhupada left for London, I went back to Vrindavan with Bhavananda Prabhu. It was so nice to see him. He came back from Mayapur before Srila Prabhupada left. Actually, he got the news that Srila Prabhupada was leaving for London. So he came to Delhi from Mayapur just to see Srila Prabhupada, and rather see Srila Prabhupada off. And then in the morning, him and I drove to Vrindavan. That day was the day of Balaram Jayanti, Balaram's appearance day. So we spent the whole day in Vrindavan, and he asked me what I was going to do, and I told him that Srila Prabhupada wanted me to go to Hawaii and meet him there. And so he suggested that I went back to Mayapur, and I did. After 2 days in Vrindavan, we flew back to Calcutta and then to Mayapur. That was the first time I went back to Mayapur after my sannyas. Srila Prabhupada, in the meantime, gave me sannyas. That was also another ordeal. Like, there was some objection to my taking sannyas, but Srila Prabhupada waived all those objections and gave me sannyas. So devotees in Mayapur were very happy that Srila Prabhupada gave me sannyas so quickly. So when I went back to Mayapur, it was like a real homecoming. Mayapur was my home. I joined there. My spiritual life started there. And I was initiated there by Srila Prabhupada. And I had so many relationships. So naturally, I belonged to Mayapur. When I went back, I found quite a few new devotees joined. And they were nice, very nice young boys from Calcutta and the nearby areas. And they started to look up to me as their leader because I spoke Bengali. I was a Bengali. And I started to train them up. I used to give them classes. And I used to spend a lot of time with them. I used to tell them about Srila Prabhupada and how wonderful it was to be with Srila Prabhupada, how wonderful it was to serve Srila Prabhupada. In this way, I stayed there for some time in Mayapur. And those days, communication was not so easy. Like, especially from Mayapur, to make a phone call abroad would mean really a winning a battle. To get the connection was more difficult than winning the Battle of Kurukshetra. Even to get through to Calcutta was very, very difficult. Like, we used to book a call in the morning. Or no, we used to book a call the night before. And in the morning we used to call it the fixed time call. That was the best way to get the line through. like the night before we would book a call, a fixed time call at 6 o'clock, and at 6 o'clock they would ring back and connect us the line. And if we just tried to make a call to Calcutta, it was practically impossible to get through. And no one knew when the call would come through. And calling abroad was rather unthinkable to get through to the country of connection. And so those days, telephone connections were not possible. There were no internet, no computers, and what to speak of phone calls and getting access, calling abroad anytime. It was rather inconceivable. I mean, I can think back, like in just last 30 years, so much progress has been made in communication. The only mode of communication was through letters, and then also to receive a letter in Mayapur was not a very usual thing. So at that time I felt that Srila Prabhupada left, and I didn't know when Prabhupada would come back. And in a way, I also started to wonder whether I would be able to go to Hawaii to be with Srila Prabhupada. I applied for my passport, which expired already, and I think I lost it. Yeah, I had to apply for a fresh passport. And then I didn't know where the money would come from to fly. I could not write to Srila Prabhupada to arrange for my fare to go to Hawaii. So I didn't really know how I would ever go and be with Srila Prabhupada in Hawaii. And I came back to Mayapur and I accepted that, well, I am back to my usual life in Mayapur, serving there. Only difference is that now I am a sannyasi. I have a different status, and I was treated with a lot of respect. And anyway, I accepted that situation in a way. And then one day, one afternoon, it was about 2 weeks after Srila Prabhupada left for London, and one afternoon I got a telegram saying Srila Prabhupada wants you to come to Vrindavan immediately. I think it was sent by Tamal Krishna Maharaj, but there was no name. It was just Srila Prabhupada wants you to come to Vrindavan immediately. So I went to Bhavananda Prabhu and told him, and he said yes, if Srila Prabhupada wants you to. Prabhupada, he actually confirmed that Srila Prabhupada came back to India. Somehow he got the news that Srila Prabhupada came back to Bombay, stayed there for a few days, and then he went to Vrindavan because his health condition deteriorated when he was in London. And he had a minor operation in London, and after that he decided to come back to India. So, the next morning I went back to Calcutta, and I took a flight to Delhi. And in the evening I arrived in Vrindavan. When I arrived in Vrindavan, it was quite late, must have been around 7-8 o'clock. And I went to Srila Prabhupada's room. Tamal Krishna Maharaj came out and he greeted me. He gave me a big hug and we exchanged obeisances. And I asked him how Srila Prabhupada was, and he told me that Srila Prabhupada had an operation. He had some difficulty with kidney and some urinary infection, and he had an operation, and after that his health condition actually deteriorated considerably, and he decided to come back to Vrindavan, and he told me that Srila Prabhupada had developed some cough and cold, and he took some medicine, some expectorant, and Srila Prabhupada was taking rest. So when I heard that Srila Prabhupada was taking rest, I decided not to disturb him. But in the meantime, Upendra Prabhu came out, and he was very happy to see me, and he just told me, come inside, meaning he was asking me to come inside Prabhupada's room. So I went to Prabhupada's room, and Prabhupada was lying on bed, and we actually went to Prabhupada's room from the back door, from the garden side, and I just sat next to the door, and I can still vividly visualize that scene. Srila Prabhupada was lying on bed, and he looked so emaciated that his body seemed to be on the same level as the bed, and his body was covered with a white sheet, and his head was just popping out of the bed, resting on a pillow. In the dark room, it was filled with frankincense, and it was smelling of frankincense and eucalyptus oil. We used to clean Prabhupada's room with eucalyptus oil, water mixed with eucalyptus oil, and that strong smell was there. And the room was half lit in a dim light. I could see Srila Prabhupada. I just sat there. And then at one time, Srila Prabhupada just woke up coughing, and Upendra Prabhu immediately ran to Srila Prabhupada. And then he told Prabhupada that I came. So Prabhupada looked towards me and he asked, where is he? And so I went to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada seemed to be very happy to see me. And then Srila Prabhupada asked me to, Prabhupada told me that he wanted to sit up, and he asked me to help him. So I helped Srila Prabhupada to sit up and propped him up with the pillows, and I could see that Srila Prabhupada became so emaciated, and I told him, Prabhupada, you became so thin. Prabhupada said, yes, now this body is just a set of bones in a bag of skin. And when he spoke like that, it seemed to me that yes, Srila Prabhupada's body did become like a set of bones in a bag of skin. There was practically nothing else in that body, no muscles, no fat, just bone and skin.